Hello, this is Peter. This is tricky, isn't it? All this trying to get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. There's more to it than meets the ear, which is why I'm here with these short daily episodes. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Today, vocal exaggeration in animation. You must have the muscular strength to host the vocal gymnasium that's required in animation. Work on your instrument daily to achieve vocal strength. The voice you use will, for much of the time, be more, well, animated in animation. More over the top, more energetic, projected, and with greater variety and intensity. So you really do need to be physically fit. It's virtually a sport as you inhabit the character that you've been asked to play. And it could be another person. It could be an animal. It could be an inanimate object. You could be the voice of a talking kettle. Or you could be the voice of Thor, the god of thunder. You can't be seen, of course. We're talking about voiceovers and voice acting. This is not acting you being seen on stage or TV or at the movies. Because you can't be seen and the portrayal of the characters visually is over the top, yeah, in animation and gaming, your voice has got to match that representation. But you're not just over the top in animation. There still has to be reality in the exaggeration. That is, your characterization has got to be authentic, an authentic exaggeration of emotion from the storyline and how your character interacts with all of the others. The emotion and energy are big, but it's still from a believable point. You need to know how your character feels and thinks and embody them. We spoke about this about 3 or 4 days ago. And as we've seen before as well, gesticulation is even more important when people can't see you. If your character is concerned, then frown, squint, purse your lips, hold your chin and scratch it, or whatever it is you can do so the emotion is heard in your line. And if you're not voicing an animation that's already been drawn, but laying down the soundtrack first, then acting and reacting like this will help give the illustrators who come along a little bit later on something they can draw on when they're drawing the drawing. Tomorrow, keeping in character as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.